Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Dave Stouffer about his recently published book called The Reverend Mr. J.C. He'll be holding a reading tonight at the Washington Public Library. This is part two of a two-part interview.
The first one, The Reverend Mr. J.C., kind of happened in and out and in, and this chapter was here and this one was here. The second one we tried to write in, or I tried to write in succession, and I'm doing the same thing with the third one. So the interesting part is you get done with today's chapter, Rachel has to go do something else or something else, and all of a sudden my mind is churning and I'm ready for the next day to come. Do we discuss it in between times? Oh yeah, we do. It's been a real neat thing for both of us. We feel that the stories and what's happening in the stories is being guided by God, because I certainly can't think of all that stuff. But there are things that come into my head. There are circumstances and experiences that are just there. And we get done writing on a particular day and we'll go, wow, where'd that come from? So it's a Christian fiction book. It's a work about a person developing his faith and other people developing their faiths, coming along, being a part of his learning experience and helping him with it. I think there's something in there that for everybody. I think everybody will find themselves in there at some point or another.
And you have the reading coming up this week. Was it hard to select what passage?
Yeah, I let my editor do that. What we put together is some passages that describe J.C., some that describe Pastor James, his mentor, some that describes Prophetstown, where he goes to pastor, and a couple that describe how difficult it might have been for J.C. to do what he needed to do. So I'm within the time limit that they told me I could be in, so we're okay. I don't want to read too much of it and give too much of it away. I will say it has a happy ending. All books should have a happy ending, so it has a happy ending, and not necessarily the ending that you would think. About a year ago, when we were in the process, I took the first chapter to the writer's workshop at the library, and several people at the library read the first chapter and decided they didn't like J.C. at all. He's not a likable person at first, so we have to see if that changes.
And if people are interested in getting a copy of the book, where can they do that?
I'm going to have some Wednesday night that I'm going to be selling at a reduction from the Amazon price. Otherwise, they are on Amazon.com. And also, there's a Kindle edition. So if they have the Kindle app or the Kindle machine, they can download it far cheaper than buying the hardbound. It's a paperback, and it makes a tremendous thing to prop up chairs and tables with, because it's about an inch and a half thick.
And what was the process like then to get it published and to get it on Amazon?
Well, there used to be, to consider yourself a published author, you had to get an agent and they had to do all this neat stuff. And now you can go to CreateSpace, which is owned by Amazon.com, and they will actually walk you through the process. Your document is taken to them. They format it. We actually designed the cover ourselves. They would have done that for us. And then they print you out one and send it to you and say, what do you think? And so then you can either buy them for yourself to give away or to sell, or people can buy them on Amazon.
And we were talking off air earlier. You said that it was written in a word processor. What was it like to see that transition to the number of pages there in your hand?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing because the book has 709 or 10 pages in it, and most novels like that have 400 to 500 pages. But wow, when this thing came in the freight, the UPS guy dropped it off, and I opened it up. I thought, wow, that is one big book. So by design, the second in the series is smaller, because I think that's right.
And again, can you remind us when the reading will be?
6:30 Wednesday night at the library in the Nicholas Stouffer room. What do you think about that?
That's pretty fitting.
And there's going to be cookies. and reading, and I'll answer questions if anybody has any questions about the book. And I'm very proud and very excited about the thing because it's a whole new thing for me. Well, I wrote the Santa book, but that was kind of a collection of anecdotes or whatever. But so this is a whole new thing, and it's really kind of neat.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Dave Stover of Washington talking about his recently published book, The Reverend Mr. J.C. A reading will be held tonight at the Washington Public Library at 6:30. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.